Hello, this is DJ Frederick here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. till midnight on WSCS 90.9 FM, right here in the Kearsarge Sunapee region. And this evening we're going to be doing the not entirely classical edition of Radio Thrift Shop. I'll be playing some classical music as a point of departure into other audio realms. Woohoo! Thank you. some beautiful harp music performed by Hubert Jelinek here at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and this is the Not Entirely Classical edition of Radio Thrift Shop, program number 2508. And if you have any questions or comments or musical requests, email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Now, I try to have this program be mostly about music, so not a whole lot of announcing. Sort of an oxymoron, a DJ that really doesn't like to announce. Go figure.
This is Bird Note. If the cheerful melody of the eastern bluebird doesn't bring a smile to your face, perhaps its striking color and skillful acrobatics will brighten your day. Males are swathed in sapphire blue feathers with a rufous breast and white belly. The females wear demure shades of the same colors. Look for them along country roads, city parks, and other open woodlands, with plenty of grassy patches where they can hunt for insects. These birds can spot a snack from 60 feet away before swooping down to pounce on their prey. Bluebirds build their nests in cavities, like hollow trees and old woodpecker holes. In the early 20th century, eastern bluebird populations were on the decline as invasive house sparrows and European starlings took over available nesting sites. So backyard birders and conservation groups began putting up nest boxes and constructing bluebird trails to help restore their breeding habitat. Thanks in large part to this community-led advocacy, eastern bluebirds are now thriving. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Today's show is in memory of Bud Ayler, whose trail of nest boxes helped bring eastern bluebirds back to southwest Iowa.
Signs of spring are just around the corner. As I sit here recording here in Skybird Studios in beautiful Northumberland, New Hampshire, it is 0 degrees and there's a lot of snow and ice out there. Wow. Just want to remind folks that the Musical Heritage Society is up and running online at musicalheritagesociety.com, which started out back around 1960, releasing classical music on vinyl and later on cassette and CD. Well, they are back with an incredible variety of downloads of jazz, classical, world music, and more. And no, this is not a commercial, but it's a great service and really one worth exploring. So check it out, themusicalheritagesociety.com. E. Old DJ was a member for many, many years when it was a physical record club that you could buy from their catalog. Incredibly reasonable prices. And yes, I used to be a classical record hound, and I'm getting back into classical music after all these decades. Decades, you might say. You're not that old, are you? No comment.
Thank you. whether we'll alone and nothing else is free.
The music of Anne-Marie Giorts, a tune called Philosophy. Before that, we heard something brand new by Okonski, brand new release on Coal Mine Records, and that was called October. And just before that, we heard the 101 Strings Orchestra with their rendition of Scarborough Fair, and we started off with Elliot Fisk from a Musical Heritage Society recording. That was Scarlatti's Keyboard Sonata in E Major for guitar. All right, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Not Entirely Classical edition of Radio Thrift Shop. Welcome aboard. I'm here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight, right here on classicalwscs.org, heard around the world on the interwebs.
Exploring science in the sea. Depending on which side of the country you live on, you probably either hate or love sea urchins. Off the coast of California, there are too many of the spiny creatures. They're destroying kelp beds, harming the entire ecosystem. But off the coast of Florida and throughout the Caribbean Sea, there aren't enough urchins. And without them, coral reefs are dying off. Long-spined sea urchins used to be common in the Caribbean. They have black spines that can be up to a foot long, and their teeth are rocky plates that allow them to scrape algae from corals and other hard surfaces. In 1983, a disease raced across the Caribbean. Within 2 weeks, it had killed 97% of the urchins. And in 2022, a parasite hit the still-recovering urchin population, wiping out most of the urchins on most reefs. Without the urchins, the algae population has exploded. Algae can cover the corals, blocking the sunlight the living corals need to survive. The algae also coat the surfaces that young corals latch themselves to, preventing them from establishing new colonies. Combined with climate change, ocean pollution, and other problems, that's cut the amount of corals across the Caribbean by about 80% since the 1970s. Today, scientists are raising urchins in the lab, then dropping them on reefs. It's too early to tell how that's working out, but researchers are hopeful that the efforts will begin to restore balance to the Caribbean reefs. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is DJ Frederick. You're at the Radio Thrift Shop. We're crate digging on whatever frequency you're on.
Walk On By, written by Burt Bacharach. And I just thought that was such a great song. That title, Walk On By, you can take that a lot of different ways. You could take it as a musician who's being ignored, you know, it's like the people just walk on by. So they just walk on by and you're playing and it's kind of an empty feeling.
Thank you.
It's an ideal moment, I think, when you can do what you love to do. And for me, that's making music, playing guitar. For that time that you're there and you're making music, you can actually create some joy in their hearts by doing it well and doing it in such a way that they can feel it. And they actually feel some sort of a communication of love and care coming out of the music.
You never got a rabbit on it, ain't no friend of mine.
If you hear some great music being played on the street, no matter what kind of music it is, those folks are really working for your enjoyment. So don't walk on by. And don't walk on by your radio either. Tune us in every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. at 90.9 FM or check us out online at classicalwscs.org. I am DJ Frederick. 26 years here on WSCS, classical music for the Sunapee-Kearsarge region, except when it isn't on Saturday nights. Somehow, they let me have the microphone. All right, here's a song, Hoping for an Early Spring.
Say me shall see me to the stile and kiss and take your leave. But I'll stay here till the woodcock comes and the martlet takes his wing. Since the snow melts the soonest when the wind